Welcome to the Business of Government Hour. I'm Paul Lawrence, a partner at PricewaterhouseCoopers and the co-chair of the Endowment for the Business of Government. We created the endowment in 1998 to encourage discussion and research into new approaches to improving government effectiveness. Find out more about the endowment by visiting us on the web at endowment.pwcglobal.com. The Business of Government Hour features a conversation about management with a government executive who is changing the way government does business. Our conversation today is with Mike Smokovich, Chief Financial Officer of the U.S. Agency for International Development. Welcome, Mike.
Good to be here.
And joining us in our conversation is Patty Fisher, also a PwC partner. Welcome, Patty.
Hello, Paul.
Well, Mike, let's get started by finding out more about the U.S. Agency for International Development. Aid administers economic and humanitarian assistance worldwide. We know that. Can you tell us more about the agency?
Aid's been in existence for about 40 years. We operate under the Foreign Assistance Act. We have a budget of about $7.8 billion. Our programs are worldwide. We have about 2,000 people composed of foreign service officers and civil service personnel who are the mainstay of our program. About one-third of those people were overseas. And we're also supported by Foreign Service national personnel. These people are employed as personal service contractors. The agency's got many diverse programs, and we work to develop both institutions and people. We have programs in health, food, nutrition. We are involved in humanitarian assistance and training and education. And we also work closely with governments to strengthen their institutions in terms of good governance and democracy and in terms of the environment. So we're a fairly broad-based agency with a fairly robust agenda delivered in many nations by many people.
Mike, let's spend some time talking about your career. You served for 30 years with the Department of Treasury. Can you tell us about your various positions at Treasury?
Yes, I've served in many positions at Treasury. I came to the Treasury from the General Accounting Office in 1967. And I've basically worked all of our operational and staff positions there, both as a younger person in those days and as an older manager. And my first senior executive position was in managing all of our accounting and reporting operations, which were the essence of the agency at that time. Over the years, we attempted to grow the agency. It was a small agency of about 2,000 people. And we tried to turn it into a financial management service organization that would help government managers and program people understand how to do cash management well, how to administer grant programs, credit and debt collection services, and basically to be better managed from the financial management perspective. My management positions at the agency involved basically running most of those operations at one time or another. And for a seven-year period, I served as our chief operating officer. And my last year there, I ran a consulting and training organization, which was a good exit from the Treasury and a good way to get to a CFO position in another agency.
How did those experiences at Treasury prepare you for the CFO job at USAID?
Well, for the last 20 years in particular, either working on the Treasury agenda or the OMB agenda or the GAO central government agenda for making government better managed. I was often the chief negotiator for the Treasury or for the central government in working with agencies to make financial systems better, to work on credit programs, on cash management programs. So uniquely, what we did at Treasury was to urge the CFOs to do certain things according to the OMB five-year plan. And now, while I'm at Aid, the shoe has kind of turned around. I've got to help our agency to respond to all those standards and initiatives. So it's a good experience.
How would you contrast the two cultures, Treasury and USAID?
There are many parallels. Both relatively small agencies. The Financial Management Service, where I worked, is roughly 2,000 people, like Aid. The Treasury is a finance organization, obviously. USAID is basically a program organization, but both organizations are dedicated to making government better managed. At Treasury, we were fairly centralized. Aid is highly decentralized. We operate in 75 countries, provide developmental services in another 39. And our people are highly technical people, and they are program people and not finance people. So those cultures are different in that regard. Treasury has a lot of backroom operations, and as you know, a lot of our programs are on the front page. We're providing assistance to people in disasters, and we're trying to improve the lot of people and nations across the world. So there are some differences in the cultures.
You've just articulated a number of different things that you've done throughout the years. What drew you to public service?
Largely the opportunity to have an impact. I came out of Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, and it was the coal belt or the rust belt, and you could see that happening if you looked ahead. Coming to Washington provided an opportunity in the 1960s to have an impact on the whole country. And at the Treasury, we had an opportunity to affect government. And you don't get that type of opportunity in a lot of the jobs that you might go into. If you look at it, the career aspect of government, for young people in particular, if you have a vision and if you're interested in people and if you're interested in improving the country and if you have pride in the country, there's a lot of opportunity there to make the world a better place. And that's what draws people to Washington.
You've described working for leaders as well as being a leader, and I'm curious, in your opinion, what qualities are the key characteristics of good leaders?
All good leaders have to have courage. Maintaining the status quo doesn't require leadership. Seeing that things need to be changed takes a vision, it takes an energy, and good leaders and strong leaders quite often have to keep working at it for a long time. So having a vision, having energy and stubbornness and are important, but also I think seeing the need that change doesn't come easy and working with people, finding followers is essential. I used to say to a lot of our people at Treasury when they would ask me, what's it take to be a leader? I said, well, you have to find at least one follower and build on that.
Have these qualities changed over time, do you think?
No, I think those are pretty fundamental. You know, the situations that we have to manage and change quite often. In Treasury, I had one situation. At Aid, there's another situation. If you're in the corporate environment or in the government environment or a university environment, the situations change, but those basic capabilities of seeing the need for change, having the willpower and the staying power, and building leader, building consensus and followers, I think are essential.
And how about looking out into the future? I mean, we are in the 21st century now, but do you think in the future those qualities would change?
I don't think they change, but some of the issues I think are more significant and more dramatic. I think particularly for CFOs and even leaders of organizations, whether you're number one, two, or three, I think is less relevant than being a part of the management or leadership team. In the past 10 years, we've seen a lot of the change in the way we do business, and government quite often is slower to change than industry. I think the issue of seeing what needs to be done to transform the organization, to transform the agency about the way it does its business. My charge was to put an accounting system in. But the types of changes that are needed in the next 5 and 10 years require more than putting in a system. I think they require a commitment and a need to transform the business so that we can connect with our customers, our suppliers, and our stakeholders in ways that we haven't done before.
I'm talking with Mike Smolkovich of USAID. This is the Business of Government Hour. We'll rejoin our conversation in just a few minutes.